Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Reese live in Clearwater, right, Reese? And with us, right here at a picnic table, live in person, he just arrived at camp, Mr. Bryce Harper, MV3. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Ike, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, we got one of the best players in baseball right here in front of us coming off a magical run this past season. But before we get into that, obviously people want to know how you're feeling physically.
Yeah, I feel real good. I just got done talking over there, as you guys saw, and I feel really good. I mean, my body feels good. I feel strong. Elbow feels good. Just taking it day by day and, you know, kind of seeing after each workout or after each rep and things like that, how I'm feeling, how I'm, you know, recovering, and I feel really good. You know, I had one of the best surgeons in all the world work on me, and very grateful for that. I'm grateful for each step that I've kind of gone through, and just, you know, grateful for that next one, right? I don't want to sit and think about the future or anything like that. I kind of just want to day by day, and, you know, everybody's body recovers, you know, a different way, and but at this point, I feel really good. I'm excited, you know, kind of where we're going.
You were able to play through it. You obviously couldn't throw, but you were able to play through it. Was it weird to you having this injury that you know you're probably going to have to get surgery on and you can't throw, but still you're able to smash home runs like we saw?
Yeah, I think that was kind of our whole thing at the beginning. Once I did it, we kind of knew the end game, right? We weren't sure kind of how our season was going to go. We weren't sure how far we were going to go or playoffs or anything like that. So we were kind of just, hey, we'll see how this goes, see how, you know, how we play. If we need to get surgery, we'll get surgery. And if we don't, then we'll do it at the end of the year and we'll go from there. And we were all praying that it'd be at the end of the year and that we'd, you know, go on the run that we did. And I was very fortunate to be able to still swing. And there's a lot of guys that aren't able to swing when they have TJ and they have to get surgery immediately. So I'm very excited. I was able to be part of that run. Very excited to be able to, you know, play and not feel any any pain when I was doing it. And just really excited to be part of that.
Well, let's get into the exciting October it was, man. It was in the year for fans, and I'm pretty sure you can speak to us from a player standpoint, up and down year, wind up changing managers at some point in the year. You get injured, so we're losing our best player on the field, and the team is somewhat able to rally around that. Little rough patch towards the end, but you guys are able to get into the playoffs, and then talk to us just about the run that the team was able to go on.
Yeah, I mean, I think just being able to – we kind of had our mindset to just get us there. Just get there. We knew we had the three horses at the front with Ranger, Wills, and Nola. Having the, you know, the two closers in the back end with Alvarado and Sir Anthony. And we knew our lineup would play.
We got a little bit of everything here in the background, Bryce. We got a tractor out there. We got some refrigerator.
Are we at spring training or – jeez. No, I mean, I think just having the dynamic that we did as a team, knowing the guys that we do have to kind of carry us through the, you know, through the postseason, and the lineup that we have to kind of bang around teams when we needed to, it just worked out well. Everything really just worked out for us, and we got the big hits when we needed. We got the, you know, the really good pitching when we needed it. And we had the camaraderie from our manager to our staff and everybody down, even from John and Dombrowski as well. I mean, and the fan base. I mean, everybody, it's so funny to talk about our fan base because everybody always is like, oh, you're talking like this or talking like that because you want them to love you. I freaking love this fan base because they care and they get it. They do. I mean, and they're in it with us, just like you three as well. You guys are in it with us. You guys roll with us every single year. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, and that's fine. There's good stuff in during the year, and there's bad stuff during the year, and it's going to happen every single year that we play. But everybody holds us accountable, and I love that. And being able to go through it with them was so much fun. I mean, the city, just the way they reacted to us, the way we reacted to them as well, it was just so much fun. And I can't even think about a better song, you know, to be able to do it with, and with the fans, and the whole city was so fired up. And I mean, I think we were kind of, you know, you could kind of put us up there as America's team for a second when we were, you know, going through it, because kind of everybody was just like, wow, they're going to keep going. Are they going to keep going? This is awesome. This is fun. I mean, even when I went back home to Vegas this off season, it was kind of like that, where everybody was like, dude, I'm a Dodgers fan, but I was rooting for you guys all the way through after the Dodgers were out, or I was this fan and blah, 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 blah. But it was really cool to see that, because the whole kind of country kind of rallied around us. Of course, we didn't get the job done. It didn't happen for us, but we had a great run. We had a lot of fun, and we're even better now.
Yeah. So, ooh, it's scary.
And you had in yourself, as well as Reese, JT, plenty of your teammates had these magical moments throughout the playoffs. But, dude, you went on a run that we haven't seen around here in a while from an individual standpoint. And when you talk about bringing in a big money player, a guy like yourself, those are the moments that fans are waiting for you to step up and be that guy. What was that like for you, being in the postseason for the first time for this franchise, and then doing what you were able to do in the postseason?
I think it just has to be done, right? Like, it has to be done. And I'm very fortunate, like you said, to have guys around me that got it done as well. And it just makes it that much more fun. You know, when you got guys in front of you and behind you that are getting the job done, Schwarber, Reese hitting that big homer against Schrader and against the Braves, JT going off. I mean, JT played, 30 straight games pretty much? It didn't take a day off. I mean, as a catcher, that's an incredible feat to do. From the end of the season all the way through the postseason, having a guy like that behind our plate doing that was just incredible. And when you're that type of player, you have to do it, myself included. You have to get it done no matter what, for your city, for your team. And that's what they expect. That's what I expect from myself. And, you know, talking to my dad through the postseason run and everything, it was kind of just another big game. Got to get it done. No matter what happened the day before, you got to get the next one. Got to get the next one. At bat as well. So strike by strike, ball by ball, pitch by pitch, everything. You just have to get it done and understand that it's about the next one. It's about the next one. And not really dwindle on anything, and just really try to lock it in each day. And it's easy to lock it in when it's October, man.
Well, Bryce Harper is in Clearwater. He has reported the camp. He's speaking with the media as you get acclimated back into really the start of spring training for you. I just want to, before we move on to this season, because we have a lot to talk to you about, do you realize how big of a home run that was in the city of Philadelphia's sports history? Like, as far as iconic hits, iconic plays, and, you know, my first memories of life were the 80 World Series. So, like, that's what I remember first. That home run is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, of all time. I mean, did you know that after you hit it? Do you know that right now? I know you take pride in being a Philly, and you were doing it after your home runs. You were showing the Phillies, and you represent this city so great. Do you know how special and big that home run was?
I think it's just fun, right? Like, you always, when you're younger, I mean, you guys did it too. You always dream about those moments in baseball, basketball, football, whatever sport you played growing up. You always dream about catching the touchdown or you know, shooting the three to win it at the buzzer, hitting the homer in the late innings to win a game. And the moment happened, right? Like, the moment happened. I'm getting chills because it's just being able to kind of look back on it. And I remember walking up the steps to K-Long, and I told him, I said, we ain't going back to San Diego, dude. It ain't happening. And I just didn't want to get on the flight to go to San Diego because it's a five-hour flight. And I have two kids, and I don't want to, you know, my wife and everything, and getting in late, and I don't want to do it. But just the moment and having the opportunity, I was so grateful for that opportunity. JT went down 0-2 and then hit a changeup in the left field, and I said, this is it. Like, this is my opportunity to have a great at-bat against this guy. And he's really good. You know, he had a great year for them. I know everybody talked about bringing Hader in and having that moment of, you know, Bob Melvin having to do that. But if you guys look at the numbers from Suarez and the way he pitched that whole year, he absolutely dominated lefties. And I remember the at-bat that we had in San Diego and his best pitch and everything like that. But just the moment and the opportunity, I was so grateful for. And to be able to kind of, if you guys remember, I didn't really go crazy. Like, I wanted to see everything around me. I wanted to feel that. I wanted to, you know, hone
You looked like you
moment.
Were in slow motion after you hit it.
And I wanted to feel that way, you know? Like, when I hit it and it went, I was thinking, that ball better go, man. These better be the good baseballs because that ball better go. But just the moment, I really wanted to enjoy that with everybody around. My whole team, the whole stadium, looking around, seeing the stadium, the beer going in the air. Just everything about it, just the moment was so cool, looking up and seeing my wife and my kids and my whole family and her family. It was just a really cool moment to kind of to take in, and just an exciting time, not for myself, but for my teammates, the whole city, and to be able to share it with a group of people that I love and a city that I love. There's no better moment. And I look forward to those moments more and more, right, with the team that we have and the group that we have, because that's what you play for. Those are the moments that you live for. Those are the moments that you play for. And it was kind of the perfect storm, right? Like, I get hurt at the end of the year. I'm not saying that's a perfect storm, but I get hurt, you know, with my thumb. I come back. We play San Diego. And the team that I get hurt for the 2 months, we knock them out. And it was like, this is great. You know, why not knock out the team that, you know, kind of knocked us down for a minute, and we come back and, you know, we punch and uppercut and see you later. But really excited and really happy about kind of where we are as an organization from here going forward.
Yeah, that's what we want to get into as well, man. As great as that October run was, this fan base is excited as this team moves forward. Coming off of that run, I know you got to be excited. One of your good friends added to the roster. Just talk about the organization still keeping their foot on the gas and trying not being content and satisfied, you know, to come off of the run you guys just had and didn't have the offseason to add arguably the best free agent out there in Trey Turner. Man, it has this fan base equally excited this year.
Yeah, and I think, like I said before, it starts from the top down. And, you know, Mr. Middleton does an unbelievable job of going out and doing the things that he needs to make his organization better, his team better. Not just on the field, but off the field as well. He does a great job with our strength staff and, you know, the food that we bring in, the quality of stuff that we bring in, the things that we need from, you know, planes to family stuff, taking care of our families, taking care of the staff. He just does a great job all around making players' lives easier, their wives' lives easier, you know, making sure we have all the best things to make us that much better on the field. And we owe him the wins, right? Like, if you win and you do the things the right way, you're going to keep, you know, hopefully getting the things that you need to be better. And, you know, you talk about on the field, Trey Turner, right? I was so excited about the Trey Turner move because he's such a dynamic player. He's such a great player. And you guys have seen it from, you know, watching him in D.C. and then watching him with L.A. And teams are going to know how good Trey Turner is and our fan base is because of the way he plays and how he stays out there on the field no matter what. This fan base is going to respect him and know him and love him because of the way he plays. You know, just the way he runs the bases, the way he, you know, really his presence out there. I mean, he's a leader. He's going to have a lot of fun with Bryson up the middle. He's going to make Bryson a better player. He's going to make Bomer a better player. He's going to make Reese a better player. And that's what you want. You just don't want a guy to come in and just be like, okay, yeah, I'm here to play. He's going to make everybody around him a better player. And we see that, you know, we made the move with Taiwan Walker as well. He's got that dog mentality as well. He goes out there and he competes every fifth day, and he's going to get that much better with Caleb Cotham and the guys that we have. And I'm excited about that. Sosa, Kimbrel, you can see it all coming together from our bullpen to our starting staff and all the way through. I mean, I'm really excited about where we're at, the moves that we've made. So I'm happy that we made the move to get Dombrowski.
Right? Yeah,
I mean, you talk about a guy that goes out and wants to win. I mean, and they've done it the right way too, because we haven't given up any of our young guys, right? Like, and that was the biggest thing of, like, we can't give up this guy. We can't give up this guy because we need these guys to help us. If that's Painter, if that's Abel, if that's McGarry, you know, there's so many guys that we do have that are just going to make us that much better for the long haul, and I'm just really excited.
Yeah, you guys really went World Series or bust without having to give up Andrew Painters and some of your other young players as well.
We got to get to a couple things before we get out of here, and really appreciate your time here. We know you're busy with first couple days coming back in, but you had mentioned to us before that you listen to the show when you when you're on the road to the ballpark, and I think we like 75% believe the mic, right?
Yeah. No, I 100%.
Well, you guys are what day are you guys at Chickie and Pete's? Friday?
Yeah.
Is that Friday's Chickie and Pete's?
Yes, right now.
Yeah. There we go.
So it's confirmed. No, but so people like to say like, well, he doesn't really like he says that, but he's not a real. Long-time listener.
There's one dude that calls in. I don't even know. It's so funny the way he talks, man. I'm trying
Herb?
To think.
No, it's Chuck.
Is it Chuck?
Chuck from Mount Airy.
Is that what
it like
is?
Tracy Morgan?
Yes.
It's Chuck from Mount Airy. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Yep. He's a P1.
Yeah.
Chuck would be happy that you did that. He's been recognized by Bryce.
So funny,
yes.
Man.
So we appreciate you listening. And you had said something earlier that about the show, then you said Jack Fritz is hilarious, I believe was your exact quote. Just so you know.
I don't know if I said that, but I'm just kidding. Okay.
Just so you know, this has made his life. He can retire now that you said that, Bryce.
Yes.
So we appreciate it.
Oh, real quick. Did you enjoy the Eagles run? The Eagles run to the Super Bowl? You're a big football fan, so what was that like for you?
It was great. It was fun to watch. I mean, of course, you know, it didn't happen the way we wanted it to, and I don't know if that was a hold or not, but, you know, whatever. it was fun to watch, man. It was just cool to see the whole city kind of rally around, you know, us and them. And, you know, Jalen's such a stud, man. It's so fun to watch him play and perform. He's such a leader out there. They look like they have a fun group just like us, man. And, you know, it's cool to pull for them. You know, I really going into different cities and seeing the dynamic. And I've never seen a dynamic that's closer to our city with our teams kind of rallying around each other, you know, with guys going to games and seeing the basketball players at our games and us going to, you know, Eagles games and Sixers games and Flyers and, you know, getting to know, you know, the Flyers guys, with, you know, Kevin and everybody over there and, you know, the Sixers as well. And, you know, talking to Jalen and AJ and all those guys, man, it's just a cool, you know, cool tight knit group of people. And they're going to be good for a long time too, man. I mean, they just keep making moves, and he's doing kind of what everybody wants him to do, you know. So it's fun to watch. It's kind of funny to see, you know, their owner and our owner kind of go at it of like, I got this guy, I got this guy, I got this guy. So it's good for the fan base.
The Eagles don't want to be topped by
guys,
right?
No doubt.
In a good way.
No, it's true. No. I mean, that's any sport, right? Like that's any professional sport or any
push each other.
You know, any team. It's that's what it's all about. And if you're a city, you got to love, you know, kind of where each owner is at right now. You know, for our three big ones. And just really excited to, you know, be part of that and be part of this group. And it's going to be fun for, you know, hopefully, you know, long years to come. And I'm just really happy to be part of it and in such a great city, and just really excited.
Bryce, you're the best man. There's one person in the Delaware Valley that was happy to see the Phillies not win the World Series, Ike, and that was my wife, because last year at spring training, I was stupid and I said I would get your face tattooed on my back if you won the World Series. So we're broadcasting at Citizens Bank Park. Yep. Phillies are up two games to one.
Yep.
And we're broadcasting before the game. And I'm literally thinking they're going to win the World Series, and I'm going to – because I already told my wife I wasn't going to do it, which was a lie, because was I going to do it if they won?
He was going to do it.
Yeah, so yes. I'm thinking, like, I got to – people are saying, you got to talk about it, give us a statement. Brazier's texting me saying, like, oh. So, unfortunately, I don't have your face tattoo. And I'm not doing any more tattoo bets, just so you know. I'm not doubling down on it. I'm not doubling down on it.
Just because we got Trey, dang it.
Yeah.
Bryce, thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.